Sheboygan's Point, keeping you connected to laughter, actually, this Friday night, making you laugh out loud for real at the Weill Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Sheboygan. On the line with me this morning, I've got comedian Mary Mack. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Ben. I'm so excited to come down to the big city. I hear you have tar there. So, very excited. I'm coming from Port Wing. I have to borrow 3 cars to learn how to parallel park, Ben.
Mary, as seen on The Tonight Show, Conan, Cartoon Network, people know you. You're the real deal. You really are. You're homegrown comedy fun, Mary. You and I actually grew up on the same side of the state. My first girlfriend was from Grantsburg.
Oh, my. That's the fancy school in our county. I was northern Burnett County, and then that's 4 schools to make one school, Webster. We couldn't believe it. Grantsburg had their own polka band. And I was like, gosh, can you imagine growing up in a place fancy enough to have your very own school polka band? We can all aspire to that, is what I'm saying.
Mary, your comedy twist is definitely Midwestern fun. People love you for that. I mean, you've got that Wisconsin thing going on because you're from around here. Your husband is a comedian too, though, right? Who's funnier?
Oh, you know, God, that's what a question. You know, we're obligated through our wedding vows to say that the other person is funnier. He's funnier. I got to say it because he also has to say that I'm funnier. So could you please call him up next?
We'll have him on next, sir. Hey, there might be some video gamers in the world that recognize you from their favorite video games, fans living in their mom's basements. Talk about that.
Yeah, I hope they come out of the basement. I really do, because this show is going to be so much fun on Friday. There's a couple. Trover Saves the Universe. There's one called High on Life. I don't have a video game unit, so I never get to see the finished project. So it's cool when, you know, your nephew's like, I heard you the other day on this video game I was playing. You can't get them to come to your comedy shows, but they'll play the video game. So at least I'm reaching somebody.
It's pretty cool that you've got all the side hustles going on, too. You're also the voice of Jesse on the Fox Hulu animated series Solar Opposites. Can you do all that from home, or do you got to go somewhere fancy?
You know, I do go somewhere fancy. I go to Duluth. And which it's okay. I like going to Duluth. It makes Wisconsin feel so much more exotic. My mom's originally from Duluth, Minnesota, and she never even had yogurt before. I'm too spicy. She can't do it. You know, we're doing pretty good here in Wisconsin. It's pretty cool. I find a studio in Duluth. If Milwaukee wasn't, you know, 7-8 hours away, I could do that. They put my earphones on me, and then somebody from LA talks to me, and that's how I get to do it. It's amazing because, you know, I normally have voices in my head regardless, so it's actually one of these voices is like giving me a paycheck.
Yeah, hey, you betcha, Mary. Hey, back to stand-up comedy. Let's do that. PG-13 comedy, is that harder for comedians or not so much? You're kind of for everybody, aren't you?
I don't swear in my normal life, you know. In traffic is a different thing, but it's just not how I am, and it wasn't ever you really had to make an effort to be clean. I'm like, I'm talking to nice people in this audience. Would I normally be throwing around F words if I were just talking to them on a regular basis? Of course not. So it's easier anyways to be clean because you can, you're not avoiding any topics you want to talk about. And then it's like, it's a lot easier to do television appearances because you really don't have to change anything. If I were a sailor or an auto mechanic, maybe I'd need the swears, but I don't. Currently, I'm not qualified for those positions, so I don't need the swears.
Stand-up comedian Mary Mack doing a show at our Weill Center here in Sheboygan. Friday night, 7 o'clock. What can we expect from your show here at the Weill Center in Sheboygan on Friday night? I know you do a lot of kind of local flavor stuff. People are going to love that.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of charcuterie board rage that I'll be talking about most likely. I always keep a spare turkey or a ham in my trunk for the holidays. And I went to 2 holiday parties this year, and the main meal was the charcuterie. It was the main meal, I love meat and cheese, but come on. I've never worked so hard for a weird olive and a crumbled piece of blue cheese. You have to talk to everybody before you can eat. I just want to sit down and know what's mine. So I have a lot of residual holiday rage. Maybe some other people have some similar experiences. And Ben, I got to tell you, in the 90s, my cousins had a very popular charter fishing in Sheboygan called Hot Lady Charter Fishing. And they took out, you know, Kenny Loggins, 30th Special, all that. So I have memories of camping illegally on the boardwalk in the 90s in a pop-up, whole pop-up, the whole shebang, because there weren't condos there yet. So it was just like, me and my family would have bonfires in the gravel.
That was actually going to be my next question, is have you ever been to Sheboygan? That's the best Sheboygan story I've ever heard, actually.
For fishing. Before those condos went up, that was a great, desolate, abandoned parking lot to make moors in. So I have such good memories of being in Sheboygan, and I'll talk about it. I should bring a slideshow is what I should do. But I am so stoked to come back, and I know that Sheboygan's kind of fancy now, and I'm excited to see what you guys have done with the place.
Stand-up comedian Mary Mack, we are going to fill the Wild Center for you. Friday night at 7 o'clock is showtime. Anything else anybody needs to know about you coming to town?
Oh, I'm bringing another great comedian, Allie Horman, and I will need your good coffee suggestions. Because we got another 3 inches of snow up here last night, and I'm getting by on coffee and beef sticks because the cabin fever has set in and I can't even cook anymore. And I'm just excited to see everybody.
It's a true you betcha from all of us here, Mary Mack. We can't wait to see you Friday night at the Wild Center. 7 o'clock is showtime. We're looking forward to laughing out loud. Actually, I think everybody needs that right now. As a comedian, are you feeling that? The world is kind of heavy right now.
Yeah, for me, it is heavy. And you know, I don't have I have a bipartisan viewership, which is what I love. When I get on stage, I have a pact with myself that I don't have to think about anything serious. I could talk about all the silly stuff I want. And I tell you, it's the healthiest thing, and it makes me feel so good to hear everybody laugh, no matter how they vote, no matter what color their skin is. It's just it's a real therapy for me to have that hour, and that's what I hear from the crowd, and we all need it, and we're all friendly people, and it's nice to be together and have a laugh. So I'm stoked.
That's what we need right now. Comedian Mary Mack, we'll see you Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Wild Center. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ben.